According to the NFLPA, the Players Association, the average career length of a player in the league is 3.3 years. Jeremy Thompson didn't quite make that standard, but he's on his way now to a fruitful and significant position in the medical field. Hi, how you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always look us up online for more information at WWIB.com. Dr. Jeremy Thompson was a fourth-round pick of the Packers in 2008 out of Wake Forest. His time in the NFL came to a screeching halt a couple of years later with a serious injury in practice, and he chose to pursue a career that helps the hurting. And he's at Mayo Clinic down in Rochester, Minnesota now. So tell our listeners, Jeremy, where you are in the process of being a board-certified surgeon, will you?
Like I said, I'm a second-year orthopedic surgery resident. So I finished med school, and then after med school, each graduate has to complete a residency, where essentially you take all the knowledge that you gain from med school and you apply it to patient care. So I went through all the surgical rotations, medicine rotations as a med student, graduated med school, and now I'm learning how to fix bones and joints. Something I was very familiar with from my playing days.
Yeah. So what's a typical day's schedule look like for you down there at Mayo?
So right now I'm in a transition. You know, your first year, you really don't know much about the surgeries that take place in order to fix bones, fix joints, do ligament repairs. But I've gotten a little experience in my belt, and I feel pretty comfortable doing most surgeries. Now, there still is supervision, so a lot of times there's an attending consultant or attending doctor that is there to kind of walk you through some cases to help out. But my typical day, I wake up around 4 o'clock, get to the hospital around 5. You've got a list of patients that you need to check up on, patients that you did surgery before or did surgery on the day before or a couple of days before. Make sure they're doing well and back up, moving around. The OR day usually starts around 7:30. We do a briefing, kind of like a morning huddle with all the OR staff, make sure we're all on the same page. Then we kind of work through cases as they come. Typical day has 3 or 4 cases where I'm on a trauma rotation right now, learning how to fix fractures. So we'll have a hip fracture or two, a femur fracture, some arm fractures, forearm fractures, and we all kind of put them together as they come.
Wow. So this is a long, exhausting period of job training, on-the-job training. How does it compare to what it takes to be an NFL player?
So I would compare orthopedic residency a lot to training camp. It's fun what you're doing. You love doing it, but there's some long days, some tiring days. We're on call 24 or 28-hour calls every 3 or 4 days. So it's long and tiring, but I would say that my experience with football helps out a lot. I have a very supportive wife and family that are there to kind of help me get through things. But ultimately, you love doing what you're doing, so the time kind of flies by, and you just kind of put your head down and do it.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not making a doctor's income yet as a resident. Are you kind of bankrolling this period of your life with what you made as an NFLer?
Surprisingly, the orthopedic surgery resident salary is not the greatest, but you do make a little bit of money. Thankfully, I saved a lot of my money from the playing career. It afforded us to get through med school, buy our first house, and we're being provided for. So we're okay. We're doing okay.
Good. So when did this passion to pursue medicine begin for you?
You know, I never really had a passion for the medicine aspect until after my injury. There were some hints here and there that I was interested in it. Obviously, football is such a physical sport that people say there's a 100% injury rate, so I obviously dealt with my own injuries. And after each injury, I learned about what was happening. I thought it was very interesting what happened to my body, and it was interesting discussing with doctors and trainers how they would fix the injury. So that led me into studying basically injuries in college. I was an exercise science major, learning how the body worked. But I had absolutely no interest in medicine, being a doctor. My injury, I had to look at things a little bit more critically about what were the next steps in my life. Speaking with my wife and praying about it, I thought about things about, you know, being a strength coach, getting back into coaching football, going to physical therapy school, being a physical therapist. But, you know, talking to the doctor about my neck injury, I had an ACL injury, and kind of shadowing people around the community, it seemed like medicine was the perfect fit for me. I felt like there's a lot of comparisons between being an athlete and being a surgeon. You study a game plan, you learn anatomy, you learn the playbook, essentially. And you go into the operating room, you try to execute the plays. Things obviously all the time don't go according to plan, and you have to think critically under pressure to execute a plan B, and it's you're ultimately judged by the results. You have a win or a not so much a win, both in football and in the operating room. So I thought it was a natural fit, something I enjoyed learning about, something I enjoyed doing. I enjoyed working with my hands. And ultimately, you're having an impact on people's lives the same way that the doctors that I was involved with during my playing career were involved in my life. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience. And, you know, it's going to obviously be a few more years of training, but ultimately I hope a long career in the medical field.
Yeah. Dr. Jeremy Thompson, the former fourth-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers back in 2008, and I think we'll go back to those years in Green Bay. Short but sweet, I'm sure, for you playing in the NFL. We'll do that next time with you, Jeremy. So thanks for coming by today. Have a great day at the Mayo Clinic down there, and we'll be back in touch. God bless you.
Thanks. You too.